This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom to a millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
So share this with somebody because y'all gonna wanna hear this. This woman drops gems every time.
I'm so excited for you. I'm so proud of you.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Let's get into it. Let's roll out, you know, the good memories really quick.
Are these good memories? Is that what that?
I don't think a lot of these people know how all this came about, and how I've had the privilege, you know, of serving you on your
literally
to success and prosperity. So I'll let you start the story off.
Yeah, I'm going to save like some really good parts of it for Innovative Income because I want to sit down with you in front of that audience and tell them this whole story, because when that story comes out, people go get their best laugh out of that. However, and then I want to talk about like patience and proximity with you, because I don't know if you remember this, and I think these are parts you're not going to remember, but I reached out to you to be on my podcast October 2018. And you didn't respond. And I was like, you know what? I mean, she got a big audience. She don't got time for me. And people don't know this, but you sent me an audio message on Christmas Day. Christmas Day. So October, November, December, you sent me an audio message. And you said, hey, oh my God, Merry Christmas. This went into my request box. I don't know you, but I would love to be on your podcast. Please send it to this email. And I was like, oh my God, 3 months later, like, wow. Had you on my podcast in January. Awesome conversation, amazing conversation about branding, about how you built Girl CEO, about the support that you give your community. And we just kind of connected. But you are the reason why Insta Podcast was born. My podcast agency, my moneymaker, my entire business, you are the reason why it was born. And it was literally you slapping the shit out of me in one conversation. And what you said to me was, you called me after our episode. You said, can I call you? And I said, yeah. And you said, hey, I'm getting a lot of DMs. What's going on? Like, you know, how did you do this? And you told me that you had just launched a podcast on Anchor and you didn't like the way it was going. And I was like, oh, and I told you what I knew about Anchor. And you were like, oh my God, can you fix it? And I said, yeah, I can fix it. And it was, you don't even know this, but it was the week before my birthday. It was the week before I was quitting my job. It was the week before, it was the messiest week of my life. And I was like, yeah, I can fix it. I'll just do her a favor. And I fixed it for you. And I called you when it was fixed. And you were like, well, what about this? And I said, oh, that's done too. And you said, well, what about this? And I said, that's done too. And you were like, well, so whatever, what about this? And I said, oh, that's fixed too. And 2 days later, you were in the top 40 charts with Joel Osteen and all these people. And you called me and you said, why the hell is this not your business? You said, send me an invoice. Send me an invoice because this needs to be your business. And I got to be honest about this part. And some of you are in this place right now. And I'm going to give you the weakest of weak right now. This was not my business. This was not what I did. At the time, I had less than 2,000 followers. To me, Ronnie was an influencer. So I thought, well, I'm just doing this woman a favor by using the skill set and the understanding that I have of the podcast industry to help her fix her problem, send her an invoice. Why the hell would I send her an invoice? So I sat on PayPal that I didn't even know how to use at the time and questioned myself about, what do I bill this woman? What would be considered disrespectful? this isn't my business. I don't even have an LLC. What does this look like? Tell them how much the invoice was I sent you. Do you remember?
Well, before we even get on the invoice, I just want to go back a little bit because we're speeding through this story, but there are some very important that we need to talk about. The first thing
come on.
And is we have gifts. And so yeah. many people that are on this live right now, they are probably overlooking a gift that they have the ability to monetize because someone else has not edified them in a certain space or a certain way. They are reluctant to say that this is the price that I'm putting on this gift or this knowledge or the ability to perform this service because I am waiting for someone else to edify me. That's the first thing that I want every one of you all on here to really, really think about, okay? There are some that you know that have some gifts. I want you to tag them. Just add them in the comment section on this live real quick because some of them need to get on here because this conversation today is probably going to change their life. And it's also going to remind them that they need to stop playing small. So we need to see some ads. Just go ahead and mention them in the comment section before we get started. That's the first thing I want to say. We wait way too long for other people to appreciate, other people to value, for other people to understand, for other people to see the significance in what we're doing. And we're waiting for someone that we admire. Someone that we look up to, we allow people to just give us the okay based on their followers or their accomplishments or how much money they've made or what they've done. And my true question to every single woman on here, right? How much longer are you going to wait for someone else to put the stamp of approval on your purpose? That's the
problem. Waiting on a boss, a partner, an ex, a parent, a friend. These are not the people that can validate and solidify your gift. They cannot. You will be waiting a lifetime.
Not at all. But we as women, the biggest thing that I have seen, and I've worked with thousands of women now, I have noticed that so many women are waiting for someone to put a stamp of approval on their purpose, on their life, and on their gift. And let me just also stress, it is more often women waiting on not just other successful women to approve and tell them that they can charge their worth or they have a gift, but also very often I see women waiting on men to stamp them, right? Someone of a certain social status to say, you are good at this, right? But I want to know, why is it that we need other people to edify us and say, you can do this, you have the ability to do this, or you are good at this, before we can come in and claim and own and believe and walk in our purpose and know that we are good at this ourselves and we are able to monetize this thing? That's the first thing that I want every one of you all to know and understand. I came to this woman and I had a problem. Before I came to her, she already had a solution. Let's start there. Because often we get mentors and we give mentors a lot of glory. And, you know, mentors are out here acting like they made people. And I don't, when I work with people, I don't make them. I don't make them successful. I don't turn them into successful people. I bring out the gifts in people that they already had themselves. So I didn't make anybody successful. What I do is I help people realize their gifts and help them to understand that they can actually monetize those gifts. The truth is you had this gift before you met me, but yep. We didn't get it up out of you. Let's start.
I just got the chills. Just gave me the chills.
How many of you all tell yourself you're going to complete a project in your business and then you start working on it and realize I should have hired someone? Listen to me. When you are trying to nail an important project, you need to hire some extra help. And thanks to Fiverr Business, they literally put you in front of a world of experts and freelancers, okay? Let me just tell you, you can check out all the reviews. That's what I do before I make the decision on who I'm going to hire. And it's just easier for me. You know, I don't have to deal with any scatter feedback. I can collaborate with my team. I can manage my projects. I can share my freelancers, and I can do everything all in one workspace, okay? Fiverr Business Team will match you with the best talent for every single project. And with that team, you just feel confident knowing that you can do it all, okay? Fiverr has simplified working with multiple freelancers, which I love, and it has allowed me to set my budget and manage my projects with ease, okay? Stop wasting your time searching for talent on social media. Just go to Fiverr Business, okay? With their team of dedicated business success managers, they can help match you with the best talent for your team. You don't have to do all the guessing and the interviews. Guys, I'm telling you, you can literally save yourself from a ton of headaches by just going to Fiverr and finding you a freelancer. It's a simple way to set your business up for success, and it's a big win for productivity and collaboration, okay? Find the freelancers you need to give your next project the boost it needs to finish strong. Right now, you can sign up for Fiverr Business absolutely free for the first year, and you can get 1 year free and save 10% on your purchases on Fiverr Business with promo code GIRLCEO. Just go to fiverr.com/business and don't forget promo code GIRLCEO. Slow is just right if you're on vacation, a sloth, or describing QuickBooks. More like slow books. It sucks you in and slows you down with manual processes, integration, difficulties, and glitchy delays that leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Now is the time to make the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one financial system because NetSuite gives you your visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, no matter how big your business grows. Failing to switch to NetSuite will leave you stuck trying to make sense of your books while your competitors sprint ahead. 93% of survey businesses increase their visibility and control since switching to NetSuite. Well, guess what? Special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financial program only for those ready to switch today. Head to netsuite.com/girlco right now. That's special financing at netsuite.com/girlco. netsuite.com/girlceo. To properly provide for their families, most people need 10 times the life insurance coverage than they get through their employer. Why Policy Genius? Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. This is how it works. Getting started is really easy. First, you need to head on over to policygenius.com. That is policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Policy Genius never sells your information to other companies, and Policy Genius does not add any extra fees. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policygenius.com. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
Second thing that everyone on this live needs to know and understand is often we are in a space of doubt. Right? You're in a space of doubt because when I met you, you were in a space of doubt. The crazy thing is you're beautiful. Look at you. I mean, her, everybody, her. She's gorgeous. She already had resources. She already had knowledge. She already had tools. She did not have a mentor, okay? And she did not know her true worth, and she did not know the value that she brought to the marketplace. So the next thing that we have to ask ourselves as women is, why is our self-esteem so low, and what is this lack of self-esteem rooted in? Is it a spouse?
Is it being a good girl?
Is it your daddy? Is it your family? Is it all of these things? So we have to initially break down the barriers so we can get to the root of what's causing you to not see value. So we had to go through this whole process. So, you know, Jessica's going to tell y'all that she sent me the invoice. It was, you know, I sent her the invoice. It was so low. The real thing that I saw with Jessica, you all, is that because I was an influencer, like, before I say this, y'all, I need y'all to just share this with 10 people real quick. Just go ahead. At your friends, press share. Share this with 10 people, because there are some people that need to hear this. I want to see some ads. I need to see some names.
I have to sit back. Okay.
The first thing that I saw that scared me when working with Jessica was her willingness to offer her gifts up for free. Not only did it scare me, but when we operate in integrity, I feel like we should feel convicted when we allow people to offer their gifts up for free. Now, not everyone has integrity. Not everyone will feel convicted when they do wrong by people, when they cross people, when they, you know, allow people to operate and get nothing and solve a problem. There are some people that do that and they feel 100% comfortable on the inside because they will leverage you and act like they are doing a favor. But the first thing I felt was convicted. Convicted not because I was willing to take you up on that offer, because I wasn't. Mm-mm. Because I knew that at that very moment I was planting a seed. That's why I want all of you all to share this with your friends, okay? Share this. It needs to go out to everybody. Share, 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 and share. Not only was I not open to using any service that you had for free, I felt so bad that you had such a good skill set that you were willing to just give to me based on my status. So I knew that I needed to save you before you put your feet into this ocean and you got chewed up by a seal.
And drown.
No, not drown. They would eat you alive. You won't drown. You would get eaten up.
Because you said that.
There are coaches and there are people that will see and know and realize very fast that you do not know your worth. And once they realize that you don't know your worth, they will continue to pay you with status. Jessica, have you ever been able to pay a mortgage with status?
No.
Have you ever been able to pay
status? Can't pay bills or take care of my child with status. Cannot. Being noticed, getting attention does not pay bills.
The big thing that scared me was that when Jessica started to work with me, because I had Instagram clout, she was willing, 100% comfortable with offering me a service for free. Okay. Now, yeah. Normally people would say, okay, that we could do that. Right. And we work in spaces where I'm like, okay, you can do this and I'll do this for you. Right. I'll continue to put you in front of clients, paying clients, all of that. But at this point, I'm saying this woman is in a struggle space. She's trying to quit her job. She doesn't know her worth. She doesn't have any customers, and she's willing to offer her services for free. Now, to move on from this space, we had to also get her to a place where she even realized what her value was. Because she sent me a $50 invoice.
It was $250. It was $250.
$250. 200 50.
And I only say that because I need to explain what you did after that and what how it makes sense. But go ahead.
I meant to say 250. I said 50. She sent me a $250 invoice. And I had to sit back and I said, okay, this woman had to get my podcast together. She had to get it over off of this other platform, put it on another platform, get it uploaded on iTunes. She had to get it edited. She had to edit the audio. She made cover photos for it. She helped me prepare for a launch. Oh, God, I know that if I paid this invoice for this amount, I'm not going to get the blessings that you truly had for me. And I said, you need to send me something else that's a little more in a space of the amount of value that you really added to my life. Because clearly you don't know that your services are worth more. So I turned down the $250 because I wanted to teach her her work. So what happened next, Jessica? Because I've been talking a lot. Go ahead.
So actually, I sent you the invoice so late because I was so scared that I sent it and went to sleep. Because I was like, I sent it and I was like, I don't want to know what she says. I'm going to just go to bed. And I went to bed. And I woke up the next morning and you had texted me at like 1 a.m. and said, what WTF is this? And I didn't respond. And then you paid it. And all the email said was the PayPal invoice is paid. And I opened it. And instead of paying me $250, you paid me $1,250. It said $1,250. And I was like, was this an accident? And I FaceTimed you. And this is my favorite moment of all time. Because I FaceTimed you, and this was the face you just made right now. You answered it, you said, I said, hey. You were like, hi. I said, did you? And you said, what, pay you too much? And I was like, did you make a mistake? And you were like, no, I paid you your worth. She said, don't ever send nobody no shit like that again. And she said, and let this be your warning and your understanding that you don't ever charge a penny less. You are never going to be worth anything less than $250. She said, you said, don't ever charge a penny less. And you were like, I hope you know your worth now. And I cried. I hung up the phone and cried. Cried like a baby.
Because you would have been a shark. A baby shark, and they would watch you whole, right? Let's walk through that. There's a difference between telling someone they're worthy of more and showing.
Because you could have paid it and said, next time, charge somebody this. You could have done anything. You could have paid it and said, next time, charge someone else this. No, you took the leadership role and paid it. And then made sure I knew that that was me not owning my value and my skill set and my worth.
And there are going to be people.
Then.
Go ahead.
Then you hung up and you called me 5 minutes later. And you said, wait, why is this not your business? And I was like, what? What'd you say? I had no idea. I thought it was a favor. I thought I was doing you a favor. I had no idea this was a business. You said, why is this not your business? And I said, I don't think people would pay for this. And you literally said to me, write up a text on what you do, send it to me, and then send it to 5 people today. And I was like, I don't even have a name for this. And you were like, we'll figure that out later. Send it now.
That part.
I was like.
That part. You ever have life that you deserve more? But they can't.
Say what?
I said, you ever have someone in your life tell you that you deserve more, but they can't give it to you, or they're not willing to show it to you.
Yep.
It's action for me. It's action.
It's always action for you.
Yeah, it's action
for money me. Loves speed.
Yeah.
Money loves speed.
But also
But also
we have to start telling people what they deserve, and we have to start showing people what they deserve. Like, show me that I'm valuable. Show me. Like, value is also an action item on the other side from the other person. Don't tell me what I deserve. Don't tell me what I'm worthy of. Don't tell me what I can have. Invest in me so I know that. Show me. Show me through how you interact with me. Don't tell me what you will do, what you could do, right? What you see in me. Show me that you see those things by investing in me. I tell women all the time, even in relationships, don't let a man tell you you are supposed to be treated. Show me. You ever have a man that says, I should, or I would do this, or I would do that, or I'm going to do this? No, show me. Do it now.
I was just about to say that this is the expectation in a relationship and a partnership. Why isn't this the expectation in our business? I thought just like everything else, I had to build my way up. I had to create my authority. I had to hustle and work hard and prove to people that this was indeed my skill set and I was good at it and I had proof of concept. But the proof of concept was that I knew what I was doing. I knew the skill. Mm-hmm. But I thought, oh, I got to hustle my way through this. I got to work with 20, 30, 40 people. No, people needed what I had. People needed what I had. That's why I have 65 clients right now. People needed what I had. And all it took was you showing me my worth, showing me my value by investing something that 99.9% of people would have said, paid, next time, do better. Next time, charge your worth. Next time, do this.
For sure.
But you took the opportunity.
What happens is people want you, they want you to question yourself. When you're new and you're coming into this industry, people want to feel like you don't know your worth. They want you to feel like that. So they can feel like that they are doing you a favor by even working with you, period. Right? Like, doing you a favor.
Yeah.
And if you are not aware of your superpower, you will fall for that. But this is why we have to be aware of our superpower. Because if we are not aware of our superpowers, then we will begin to believe that being next to people and standing next to people and being in people's presence is a gift. Where in actuality, most of the time, there is truly no added value. Because here's how I look at it. If you have to be connected to me all the time to win, are you truly winning? I have not done my job as a mentor or a coach if you can only win through me. I have to be able to send you out in the marketplace and you can still win. Without my resources, without my network, without my connection, if that is the only way that you can flourish, then I'm not a mentor. Then I'm not a coach. I'm a crab. Because you have to be under me to get high. How?
And I need you to stay under me. That's like a relationship. I need you to stay under me. I need you to not be better than me. I need you to only be for and with me. I need you to only be special when you're with me. That is the opposite of everything that you've ever done for me. Put me on, put me in rooms, put me in places, put me on speaking panels, and called me every time I was off my shit. When I thought you weren't watching, you were watching because I would get a phone call like, what is this shit? Nobody cares about this. Why are you posting this? Take this down. Where's your branding? This is not a line. What's going on? People can't understand what you do. You need to talk more about this. If I could tell you how many slap in the face conversations I've had to have with you, but it's because you don't care about what I do for you. You care about how I look in the world, how I present myself and my skill set and my business to people. You've always been that.
Have to have. And let me just tell you, because as mentors, we have to look at our clients as like our children. Our babies, right? And the biggest thing for me is to make sure that if I was to leave this earth, my children can still survive and they know how to make the best choices if I am or if I am not in their lives, right? So if I keep taking you to the ocean and I'm sitting there putting the bait on the hook and I'm sitting there throwing the hook in the water and I'm pulling in the fish and I'm not teaching you the technique on, you know, how to prepare the raw, how to put the bait, you know, if we're going to use crab meat, if we're going to use, you know, blood worms, if we're going to use whatever, then how are you going to be able to fish for yourself? I don't want you to have to go fishing with me every time. You have to know how to get your own fish and put the fish in a basket. And this is what mentorship and coaching really looks like. The ability to get yourself, the ability to attract your own clients. I shouldn't have to post your stuff for you to get clients. Listen, I'm going to let y'all in on something. She's going to kill me for saying this. But last week, probably
about I already know what you're going to say.
Jessica was slacking in her business. And she asked me, she said, can you post this on your stories? Because I need to do this, this, and this, and I want to get some more people on. I said, no, I'm not. You are going to step it up with marketing yourself so that you will not have to ask people to post stuff on their stories for you. You're going to do the work. Not that I don't want her to win. Not that I don't want to promote her. Not any of those things. It's because I watched her post Drake quotes instead of posting her business. Because I allowed her to get in her emotions and allow the emotional stuff to take over the brand. And I had to bring her back. I said, no, you're going to suffer for not being on the right course, for getting distracted. You're going to pay the price. Because in real life, we can't message people and ask them for free advertising. Can you call the NFL and say, can you put this on a commercial on halftime real quick for me? No, the hell you can't. So what makes you think that you can go to someone and say, hey, can you post this? I love you to death, but what have you been posting? You've been posting cute outfits, party time with your friends, okay? I said, come on back in. And that was me loving her so that if I was to ever fall off or if I was to ever disappear or I was to ever get sick and leave this earth, Jessica will know what she has to do and she will not have to depend on anyone to do promo for her. I want her to be able to win without me. See, there are some people who want you to always have to win through them. They want you to need them to post you for you to get sales. I want clients to be able to be the center in their own world. I don't need them to stay in my shadow. I don't want you in my shadow. I want you. I can fish too.
Yep.
Now you get your own clients. Now your brand is building. You have 65 clients and your price, it's not, there's no 100 behind your price.
No, not at all. No. And you have pressed me on every single one of those things. I can remember every room I've ever been in when you called me to question me about those things. And when I pick up the phone, I know it has to be an honest conversation and I know I have to answer to the thing, the changes that I have not made, the ways that I'm not showing up, the lack of effort put behind my marketing. When we had that phone call and you were like, that's enough. You healed, you're healing, we get it, but that's enough. If I go through your last 10 pictures and I don't see anything about branding or marketing or pushing yourself, pushing people to your business, that's enough. Like you don't care enough or not putting enough effort behind what really matters, what pays the bills, what's supporting you. And I had to go back and look. And I remember because I was quiet as hell on the phone. I was like, shit.
Let me jump.
And you were like,
let me. Because we all know, and you share with your audience that you're going through the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the story, you were about to get married, marriage got called off. That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's a lot to deal with. You're still healing through that process. You decided to call and you decided to go in a different direction with your life.
Yep.
Before your wedding.
Yep.
Let me just say most women would not even share something like that because it's so heavy, it's so embarrassing, it's so hurtful. Everyone is more focused on saving face than telling the truth and saying, I'm hurt. Right?
Yep.
No woman out here wants to go to social media when a wedding invite has been sent out to every single person to say, I saw something and I had to make a different decision and go in another direction. That's the thing that a woman can do. Then yet alone, not just own that you've been publicly humiliated, but then have to go form and share that. Everyone is not at a space where they're willing to do that. Okay. So we also just have to say that we wear a lot of different hats as women, right?
Fact.
We have to be tough. We have to be soft. We have to be strong. We have to be business owners. We have to be able to pay our bills. We have to be sexy. You know, we have to be all things. We have to be moms. We have to be nurturing. We have so many hats to wear. Yep. And sometimes we spiral out as well, right? Where we are hurt. We are thinking, okay, this, let me get in this sexy dress because it'll heal the pain. The sexy, the partying, the drinks, all those things, it won't heal the pain. It is us being able to face the pain that truly allow us to heal, for us to realize that making a better choice for ourselves in our timing is what truly heals the pain for us, right? So we have to be soldiers. You know, you ever just go to war? Like, we go to war every day. So sometimes...
Every day.
We can get distracted. So when I looked at your page, I had to remind you that this is where we do business. Yeah. Right? This is where we do business. And yeah, we are as women, because men do it very well.
Very.
Men do
this
it.
This ain't nothing. They ain't talking about this again.
Very well. They keep business very business. And we wear our emotions on our sleeve online, because as women, we feel like showing that we are loved, or, you know, we are happy, it takes us up here, right? Mm-hmm. And we do that the moment someone decides to play with us, they snatch. When you do that, you give people the ability to snatch
it away
from you. Okay, so I had to pull Jessica back, because I said, okay, we see the sexy outfits, the makeup is done, you're looking good, you hanging out with the girls, it's hot girl summer, it's all of these things, but how do you feel? Are you okay? Let's come back. Because when the outfit comes off and you wipe off the makeup and the friends are gone, I want to know if you are all right. Are you okay? And then I said, I'm looking at your page and it's beginning to be a little bitter. We need to come back. We need to come back to business.
It's time to pick up the pieces. That's enough.
Pick up the pieces.
I shared that journey publicly because I knew so many women were suffering in silence. And I knew it took everything away from me, and I don't know how to front. I can't. I don't have it. And I know everybody will say, well, I don't lie and I'm not a good liar and blah, blah, blah. But I'm really not. Like, manipulation tactics and fronting for the truth. And I wear that shit on my sleeve. I don't know how to do it any other way. And so when I started sharing it briefly and women started reaching out and were like, oh my God, this is me right now in my marriage with 5 kids. This is me right now. You know, just got a new job and I'm trying to front for them, but I just left my husband of 10 years. Like, I was like, oh my God, so many women, we've got to show up in all these roles, because now we're an equal partner. Now we're an equal provider. Now we're a mom. Now we've started a business. We've got clients, all of these things. I have to share this. And then I was working with clients after I shared it that were women, and it was the most beautiful experience ever. I was working with women that I would get on a call. I would cry every morning, wipe the tears and jump on a call, suck it up, take a chug coffee and jump on. And when I started having women say to me, hey, we know you're good at this. Like, just real quick before you jump in, are you okay? And when women started asking me that I was working with, they were paying me. That's when I started noticing how important this was to share, because I was like, we could literally be our own damage control. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can literally be our own damage control. Like, nobody understands us better than us. Nobody can support us and help us heal better than us. This is the part that doesn't have to be a competition. You want to talk about collaboration and business all the time. What about collaborating and healing? Mm-hmm. What about collaborating and support? What about collaborating and understanding? For women to give me an open door to say, hey, we already know you're a boss. We already know. We already know that you know your shit. But do you just need a minute? Are you okay? Like, is there anything I can do for you? Women were sending me flowers. Like, women were writing me cards. Women were writing me messages saying that just sharing that made them feel so heard and understood.
Yes. And this protects our intimate life. Let me also just stress this. When we give people the front row and the opening to what's going on in our personal life, we have to be prepared when it's out there. And people are involved, and when we don't really know what's to come. And that's why I tell women all the time, focus on your business, right? Like, focus on your business, because men stay focused on their businesses all the time. While you are hurting, you'll be hurting, and a man is still hustling.
Still hustling. Nothing. But never stopped.
The place, and you will be in shambles. It's like, you know what? I had to bring you back because you were drifting. Yeah. And we operate a little different. And we have to make sure that we are not telling each other that this is the way to heal. The hot girl summer is not the way to heal.
No. Self-sabotage is not the way to heal.
Hot girl summer, if you're hurting, is not the way you heal. Healing is going through the process and taking accountability and really focusing on what you learned from the poor decisions that you made. From the red flags that you overlooked. That's the only way that you are going to heal. Not putting on that little dress, not turning around, showing your behind, not twerking on Instagram. It's fun, and we have to address the true issue, the betrayal.
Well, this is the difference between temporarily happy and truly healed.
That part. Healing is
like, it's who are you signing for? Are you trying to show someone that you're temporarily healed? Because it's like, it's the equivalent of a man walking in and saying, I'm rich. Like, well, the fact that you got to tell me that tells me you're not. The fact that you're so insecure that you have to tell me that tells me you're not. And fronting on the gram and constantly having to prove to people that you are happy is all temporary push and need for validation that your life is also okay. When in reality, healing and working on healing, and let me be clear, I'm not fully healed. I have so much work to do. But acknowledging these feelings and acknowledging these emotions and going through them and not pushing them away, but still focusing on me, has finally got me to a side where, like, I had to step out and go, like, did you even fuck with you? Because the shit that you were allowing, the things that you were letting come into your life, no wonder you were struggling with your confidence. No wonder you were struggling with your worth. No wonder you were spending half of your energy in your life proving to someone that you were worthy of being exclusive to. You have no time or energy for you. At that, you get to a point where you look in the mirror and you don't even like who you are.
You were like, I was like, oh, so this is why you sent me a $250 invoice.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is too many women need to hear this podcast, and it's going to change the game. And just say it out loud for my podcast listeners.
Absolutely. So July 31st, August 1st, which is next weekend in Tampa, Florida. If you need a reason to come to the beach, if you need a reason to be in the sun, we're having a 2-day conference focused on 1 day of healing and 1 day of business growth and development, because healing is first. Entrepreneurship is a mirror. It is required that you understand who you are, why you're in your way, and what needs to happen for you in order for you to get to those places, because the level of healing that is taking place for me to get to where I am now, and I know the additional healing that needs to happen where I'm going, we're bringing the healers that we have used, the trauma experts, the psychotherapists, the breathwork, certified breathwork experts. Like, we are bringing these people in for you that we have used personally that have helped heal us on day one. And day two is all business strategy, personal branding, how to scale your business, how to network, and how to get to these places. And Ronnie is speaking on Sunday. Like, this 2-day event in Tampa, Florida, I promise you, is going to be the hottest women's event this summer. We've already sold over 150 tickets. You have to get in this room. it is a must. It's innovativeincomesummit.com. It's called the Innovative Income Summit, and it's all about helping women understand that they now have the opportunity. They get to decide their value and their worth. This is no longer up to a former partner, a husband, an ex, a parent. You do not need someone to validate you or support you. You get to decide. All you need to do is be in the right rooms, be surrounded by the right people, and have access to the right resources. And all of that, of which of what you need, is going to be in this room next weekend.
Well, I'm honored to be a part of it. Thanks for flying your mentor out.
It's the least I could do after all of that. I said, come on, let's go. I got you.
Proud of you, and I'll see you next week. And thanks for having me on this live. I think this was more powerful than we even expected to be.
Yeah.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.